set me free. I'm happy to be in the crowd, so I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of your loving down. Over the mountains and the sea, a river runs with love for me, so I will open up my heart.
Done, I will thank you. Thank you.
anointing fall on me.
Everybody sing with the power.
Good.
Say you look good.
I know
mind. Things will work out fine. Tell them. Things will work out fine. No. Things will work out fine. Things will work out fine. He's working it out for our good. Working it out for our good. It's gonna work. God's fixing to bring you out. Already worked it out. Already worked it out. Already worked it out. Ready to come out.
Are you ready to come out?
Are you ready to come out?
Come on, it's just us.
Are you ready to come out?
It's just us this morning.
Are you ready to come out? Oh, oh, oh.
Do I have any faith people here this morning?
Say yeah, 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 yeah.
How many came in here to get something?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
Say he's the God that makes dreams come true. So he's the God that does great things for you. Tell somebody he's a God that brings you through. I'd make a declaration. Say, I'm a blessed one. Say, I'm a blessed one. I'm a blessed one. Jesus. And I'll stop if you clap your hands for Jesus. Give us some light, amen. My, my, my. How many got a notebook this morning? Praise him when you want to. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just get me good sounding. Come on down close. Hallelujah. Isn't he good? Isn't he wonderful? Amen. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you listen with the intent to do it? I tell you what, those of y'all have been blessed with these laptops, y'all need to bring them and take some notes, because we got some potent stuff for you. Amen. Amen. We got some potent stuff for you. Amen. Just pray in the Holy Ghost a couple minutes. I'm not going to worry about time this morning. Amen, because it's all the Lord's day. Is that all right? Got some stuff to get across to you. Amen. How many are walking in the Spirit? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost just real softly. Amen. Want anybody to catch this word? Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's a good God, isn't he? Hallelujah. Hey, Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise him. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Did anybody see Pastor Hillier this morning? It was so good. It was so good this morning. He was on some things, and I really enjoyed what he was talking about. Hallelujah. And y'all should catch some of that revelation, but I got some stuff for you this morning. He's still right there over and over and over again.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. How many understand you're at a blessed place right now? Amen. How many have that understanding?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We want to take it up another level. Amen. Let's go to Luke chapter 5. Thank God. Praise the Lord. You know the Lord hand-selected those that are here to be here today.
Amen.
I got two things to share with you. I hope you have your spiritual ears on to catch it all. And it came, glory to God. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, and the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And it came to pass as the people pressed toward him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake and saw two ships standing by the lake. So say by the lake.
By the lake.
And the fishermen were gone out of those two ships. Now as he was teaching the business, he came across two businesses. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Two businesses, two vehicles that were meant to bring increase. He came across two professions. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He came across two jobs. And they were just sitting by the lake. How many just said businesses just sitting there?
Businesses just sitting there.
Opportunities just sitting there. Come on. Dreams just sitting there. Possibilities just sitting there. Ideas just sitting there. How many of you got some stuff just sitting around not doing anything? Come on. Come on. And he looked at those things. He saw those ships out there. He said, man, they were sitting there and the fishermen weren't inside of them. Two ships and the fishermen weren't in the ships. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You know, God wants you to get in the saddle so he can do something with you.
Amen.
There's some stuff you need to get into. You need to get in the word. You need to get into your vision. You need to get into what God told you to get into because God's fixing to do something. Amen?
Amen.
How many got an idea?
Amen.
Got a hope, got a possibility. Amen. And he's sitting there ready to roll on it. And where are you? He saw the boats there by the water. Some say by the lake.
By the lake.
But wasn't no fishermen in the boat. Wow. Why weren't they in the boat? Because they had been in the boat before. I tried this, I tried that, and it didn't work out. You can forget it. All I know is pull it in.
Amen.
Anybody ever been there? Pull these suckers in. That did it. Amen. We've been out here all night long. We haven't caught anything. It just don't work. Pull it in. Somebody say pull it in. How many of you have pulled a lot of stuff in? You were out there by faith. You were out there doing some certain things. And all of a sudden you got out there in the middle of the night and nothing happened. Wheel it on in. I'm going to say wheel it in. Now these two boats, these were business boats. That was Peter's business, James's business, and John's business. You know the two boats, these were two partners. One boat had Peter in it. Peter, James, and John were businessmen. They were businessmen that God saw out there doing. They were unsuccessful businessmen. But at least they had the boats. Amen?
Amen.
Peter wheeled his boat in and his partner came with them. They were on one boat and he was on the other boat. Amen? None of them caught anything. They said, wheel it all in. Somebody said, stuff just sitting there.
Stuff just sitting there.
That's what gets me about people. They got their stuff sitting aside and they don't let anybody use anything. But Jesus saw those failed businesses. How many, when you start up a business, you got a lot, you buy stuff to invest in it. Come on. Yeah. And it just sits there not doing anything. And he saw those two businesses just sitting there. And he said, wait a minute, I'm teaching these people. I should use these for something. Something that was good for nothing. Amen. He turned these fishing boats into a platform to preach the gospel. Oh, how many want some revelation?
Glory to God.
How many want some revelation? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
You can catch something here.
Yes.
This is how abundance comes about. In any area of your life, when you find that you're not successful in the things of the world or things that are going on, Jesus looks at your boat on the side of the shore. He said, wait a minute, let me do something with it. If you just let me borrow your boats just for a little bit, can I teach with your boat? Can I use your boat to share the gospel of Jesus Christ? He said, since you can't catch any fish with it, why don't you let me get on it and teach the people from it? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Y'all aren't going to get quiet on me today. Amen. Somebody's going to get some revelation here and catch something. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, that's what gets me a lot of people. A lot of people lose their jobs and they're out of work and they don't realize it, but they're the boat that's by the lake. Amen. They're not out there doing anything. Amen. They have nothing else to do. Amen. Then Jesus comes to them, and that person in and of by themselves might be the boat. He said, hold on, since you ain't got nothing else to do, can I borrow you for a day or two? Can I use you to do something with? So he saw the two ships standing by the lake, and the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. Some say, washing the nets.
Washing.
Wash it all up. All washed up. Come on. Somebody say, washed up. See, there are a lot of people out there that need to bring the boats in. Amen.
Amen.
They were all washed up, and he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Think about this. When your stuff is messed up, will you let Jesus get in the middle of it and teach from it? Can you let him use your broken stuff, amen, to fund the gospel, amen, that he might teach it? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
He said, hold on. And I'm sure they were thinking, well, wait a minute, we ain't got nothing else to do with it. We might as well go and let him use it. Y'all are quiet. Are you learning anything?
Jesus,
I thought this was good this morning.
Amen.
Well, I ain't got nothing else to do with it. Might as well let Jesus do something with it. And so he took this unsuccessful fishing boat, amen, these two, and he said, come on out a little bit, let me teach with it for a while. They didn't know what he was doing, so they let Jesus use it. Isn't it funny? When we get it all messed up, we give it to Jesus. That's how Jesus gets a lot of stuff. Well, we can't do nothing with it. Why not give it to the church? Give it to Jesus. Somebody say amen. Well, we're about to lose it anyhow. Give it to Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. There's a lot of desperate people that get like that. You would not believe when people get in trouble with business how they come to church. Then all of a sudden, it's for the gospel. We're going to build this big internet thing, amen. Not successful because it's going to fund the gospel all over the world, amen. Come on. Mortgages all over the world. Oh, look at God, amen. It's easy to give stuff to Jesus when it's all muffed up. Come on. Yeah, you can use it. So Jesus took that stuff and he got in the middle of it and he sat down and taught from it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say praise God.
Praise.
That is a foundation of success.
Amen.
That is the foundation of success. What can I do with this natural thing? How can I get Jesus on it? And he's going to get into it and I'm just going to let him hang with it. I'm just going to let him hang around my business and use it for whatever he's got to do with it. He can do whatever he wants to do with my boats. Told all his staff, I'm sure, everybody, let's go on out here. Jesus got to preach. Everybody get back in the boat. We're not going fishing this time. We're just going to let him get out there because he asked. Let's just take him on out there. You get back up there and see what's happening. So they all got an agreement, got him out there, and he started to teach from the boat. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What is God doing out of your ship? What is God doing out of your ship? Think about all the ships and all the things and all the vehicles you have. What is God doing through it and out of it? Notice that God wasn't doing anything with the ship. Many people think, after I get a big haul, after it's all great, then God could use me. No, this failed ship is what God decided to use. This ship, this unsuccessful, defeated group of people is what God said, hold on, that's the ship I choose to use. I don't want to, because there's so many ships that are catching so much junk, amen, they're too busy to let God do anything with them. I believe the Holy Ghost is saying, can I get on your ship? Can I borrow your ship just for a little bit? Somebody say hallelujah. Can I borrow your ship just for a day or two? No, I'm too busy not catching anything. Can't you see us washing these nets? Can I borrow your ship for just a season? So he got in the middle of the ship, went out there and taught from it. Now when he had left speaking, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When he had left speaking, see, there are a lot of people that want to get something right then and there. He had to let God do what he wanted to do with his business. God used that boat, somebody say, when he had left speaking. See, there are a lot of you that are called to do some supernatural things and call. Come on.
Amen.
There's some messages that God wants you to fund.
Amen.
Oh, I'm talking the gospel. Amen. I'm talking and I'm teaching right. Amen. And when he had finished speaking, somebody say, not in the middle of the speaking. See, there were a whole lot of people on the land that needed to hear something, but Jesus needed a businessman or two, amen, a couple failed ships, amen, to get on and teach from. Somebody say hallelujah. As soon as you let me use you for just a season, I'm going to turn around and tell you something. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, catch the word. As soon as you let me get in a bit and just let me use your miserable state, your messed up thing, let me just, I want it all. Say, hold on, let me do something with it. Amen. If you just take that little bit of thing and give it to Jesus just for a season, come on, use it.
Amen.
Don't throw it away. Use it. Glory to God. Use it for the glory of God. Use it for him. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I wouldn't tell you, I'm doing it. If I can do it, you can do it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Give it to Jesus and let him use it and watch what happens. And as soon as he finished speaking, now he's out there on their business. He's out there on their ticket. He didn't pay anything for the boat. He said, you take me out there at your expense. Let me use your ship at your expense. Hold on. And I'm going to use you. Somebody say, use you. And use your boat. Use your business. Use whatever you got to tell them something. And they had to sit up there and deal with it. Somebody say, hallelujah. Been out there. Lord, we're tired. Now, we notice that they had toiled all night long. They didn't have the energy or the strength to go do it. They had been working all night long. Jesus said, now I want you to go take a nap and come back. Then I want you to take me out. No, after they'd been working all night long, cleaning the boats, ready to go home, he said, now I want you to go back out there. But this time I want you to go back out there solely for the purpose that I might get this message across to them. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who say the businessmen that Jesus used. Now, we all think about James and John and all these people. We don't understand their background. We don't understand their background. These were fishing. Jesus wasn't no fisherman. Come on. He wasn't a fisherman. Here's somebody that comes in, doesn't know anything about their profession, anything. He's telling them what to do with their boat. Get it back out there. And let me use you. So he got out there, and after he had finished speaking to the people, see, there are a lot of people that want to get some stuff before Jesus has finished using them. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
See, we don't realize that we reap that which we sow. Now, some of you are in this house. Somebody say glory to God. I guarantee all of you are in this house because God's blessed you immensely.
Amen.
And there's a message that he wants to get to the multitude. Amen. After he finished speaking to the multitude, somebody say hallelujah. When he had finished speaking, somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
They had to shut up and deal with it. Tired and worn out.
Amen.
I wish he'd hurry up. Gosh, I'm not getting anything out of this.
Glory to God.
I'm not getting any. These are all the people on the land. They don't even have boats. We're business people. He said, come on, hurry up, Jesus. Come on. Do something about this boat. They didn't even know. He didn't even tell them, get back out there. I'm going to help your boat.
Amen.
I'm going to help your business. He said, no, get back out there. I'm just going to use you for a bit. After he had finished speaking to the multitude, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to
God. Oh, bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. After he, now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Now launch out into the deep. That's the message for you. Two messages. Now, you might not want to hear this, but I'm telling it anyhow. Somebody say amen. The first message, God wants to use your boat for a season to speak to the multitude. Then after he finished using you for a season, somebody say hallelujah. He's going to stop speaking to the multitude. Then he's going to tell you, now I want you to launch out into the deep. Somebody say deep calls unto deep. Somebody say glory to God. Say praise God. Now notice he used what they had, amen, to speak to the multitude. Then he, after they finished speaking to the multitude, he said, now you're going to get something else. Amen. I'm not going to feed you this. Amen. We're going to go out for a bit. Somebody say hallelujah. Now I'm going to bless you because you've sown them the word. I'm going to sow you the word. Amen. And the word that I want you to hear, they can't hear because I'm on your boat. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, there are some of you are not going to hear the message of the deep, amen, because you're not willing to let Jesus on your boat. Somebody say praise God. See, he has to get in your stuff and tell you to go out a bit, amen. There's some things he will only say from the deep. Somebody say hallelujah. We got to get away from the land a little bit. Not everybody can take this. Not everybody can hear this thing here. Somebody say hallelujah. But then again, I'm not on everybody's boat. Somebody say hallelujah. See, all the freebies was on the land, amen. All the freebies were freeloading off of what the businessmen were taking care of. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, hold on, we need to go out to the deep because I don't want them to hear this. I don't want them to catch this. Glory to God. Somebody say praise God. You're going to find out tonight, I'm going to be teaching a message on pigs. Somebody say hallelujah. And if you miss it, you just miss it. Amen. But it's deep revelation. Somebody say amen. Amen. God's about to cut off the pigs. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the
Lord. He been ministering to me that. I wish I could give some of you this morning. Somebody say, pigs.
Pigs.
God's about, now you know that we told that one woman got the word, amen. Sometimes you got to leave some folk alone and go out, amen.
Yeah.
God's about to take some people out to the deep, amen. In order to get to the deep, first of all, he's got to be involved in your business.
You,
somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He rides out to the deep on your stuff because he's going to use your business. Amen. Your stuff. Amen. Is the teaching platform. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
After he had finished dealing with the multitude. Now, see, the church can be filled with multitudes. Amen. They just come. Amen. They don't get in. They just come to service and hear a little bit, make a little bit of noise. Amen. And go rolling back out and stay exactly the way they are. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. I want to get a teaching series called Animals. Amen. There are all kind of animals in the church. Amen. Sheep, goats, snakes, wolves. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. The eagles. There are all kind of animals in the church. Amen.
Yeah.
Sheep, goats, and pigs. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody say praise. Oh, you know, y'all know I got a good animal ministry. Amen. It's a zoo. It's a zoo. It is a zoo, and you can catch them. And I pray that God put spiritual, that I can just see you as you are. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Here comes the sheep. Oh, look at the goats. Alfred. There's a pig. Somebody say, glory to God. There's a wolf. Glory to God. Oh, an eagle. Oh, a lion. Somebody say, hallelujah. Don't you know that's the truth?
Amen.
So here we got these people that God had just finished. Am I teaching the word or am I out there a bit for you? See, some of y'all don't like to hear it when it's this clear. Is it clear?
Yes.
Is it clear that there were two businesses?
Glory to God.
And some people think, oh, I'm nothing. I'm just this. I'm sure you think that I'm in here with the church. I'm not spiritual. Well, you're a businessman. Well, Peter was a businessman. John and James were businessmen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
They got on the inner circle. Somebody say amen. They made investments.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They made investments. And it was those boys that were in the center. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God. And some of you don't understand why you are right now because of your investment. Somebody say glory to God. Now, see, many people, everybody been talking about those women that were with Jesus, that heard Jesus say this, and there were a bunch of women that followed him, that ministered unto him. Somebody say hallelujah. And notice that the first one, when he rose from the dead, he started to speak to were those women. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say partners. And he launched out into the deep, and after they launched out into the deep, that's a revelation for you. God's trying to get you to launch out into the deep. Because they weren't supposed to catch anything close to shore. See, there are a lot of you too close to shore to catch stuff. So say praise God. You didn't caught all you can catch there. It's all gone. Amen. He turns around and he says, launch out into the deep. I'm going to take you out there to deep water. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say the deep. Say deep. deep. Now that he said, launch out into the deep. Deep also represents mystery. Somebody say, praise the Lord. There's some mysterious things I want to show you. There's some mysteries I want to reveal to you. There's some spiritual insight I want to give to you. Amen. That you might be able to prosper, that you might be able to win. Somebody say, hallelujah. How are we going to get there? Amen. On your boat. Somebody say hallelujah. Some of you too stuck to go out to the deep because you don't want to go. Amen. Too lazy to walk. Don't have enough faith to walk on water. Amen. And too stingy, too greedy. Amen. To ride on your own boat out there. Amen. Some of you'll never get to the deep if you're not willing to take your own boat out there at your expense.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say hallelujah. Say, Jesus has no boat. He wants to ride on yours. You got to give God something to walk with, something to work with. Somebody say hallelujah. I got out here by faith. He's on my boat. Somebody say praise the Lord. We saw this thing out here, got this ministry going. Amen. He's on my boat. I done anything for the gospel. Amen. Went to Bible school. Amen. I did it on my boat, cutting hair. Somebody say glory to God. Doing whatever I could do. Amen. To allow any bit of faith that I could get that God could work with to do what he had to do. Somebody say hallelujah. I might have gotten here by this way, by that way, but I got here. Somebody say amen. You don't understand it right now, but my mortgage business, that ain't nothing but a boat. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. That ain't nothing but a boat. All he's using it for right now is to teach from. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say there's deeper water. Somebody say riding the business out there to deeper water.
Deeper water.
Oh, glory to God.
See,
it's one thing to talk it. It's another thing to walk it. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. You can see the book. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, that was a big month for you. Somebody say glory to God. But I'm not worried about it. Amen. It's just a boat to get to the deep. Some say, I'm going out to the deep. Some say, I'm going out to the deep. Say it. I'm going out to the deep.
I'm going out to the deep.
See, that little bit might be enough to sustain me right here, but I want to get out to the deep. I'm getting out to the deep side. Some say, glory to God. Now, some say, praise him.
Praise him.
Amen. Now, we have toiled. Now, he said, the deep represents mystery. Amen. Now, he said, now launch out into the deep and let your nets down for a drought. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, people said, oh, he said, let your nets down. He was talking to one person. No, he was talking to both partners. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The word is net, but he was talking to more than one person. They all had a net. Somebody say glory to God. He was talking to the two boys over there on the other boat. Amen.
Yeah.
He said, let down your net. And he was talking to Peter on his boat and said, let down your net. He said, let them down. Here it is, daybreak. They were night fishermen.
Amen.
They fished at night. Amen. He's telling them to let down the fish. Let down. Now this preacher's telling them what to do in their business. And some of us don't like that. Amen. You don't know this business. I know this business. Amen. You're the preacher. Amen. You just talk about it, but leave me alone in business. Amen. Here now the preacher, amen, told them to go out to the deep in the middle of the day and put down their nets. And he said, now hold on, Lord. Amen. Thank God he wasn't cussing because we know he had that way. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Now, Peter answered and said unto him, we have toiled all night long and have taken in nothing. And I'm sure he said that with some flavor. Now, I've messed around with you enough. Amen. You're out there talking on my boat all day to them people who got me out here in the middle. Then he told me, let down and look. I have been working all night long. I'm so sick of people telling me about what they've been doing all night long. So say, shut up and do it.
Shut up and do it.
I have taken in nothing. How many of you tired of toiling and taking in nothing?
Amen.
I've toiled all night long and taken in nothing. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Glory!
Mm-hmm. You might have been toiling all through the night. Amen. But Jesus comes in the morning. Amen. And tells you to get back out there. And we have taken in nothing. Nevertheless, at your word. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Say, at your word. See, that was something about those boys. Amen. They said, not at your recommendation, but at your word. Somebody say, I will. That's a revelation. So say, at your word,
I will.
Now, they had been hearing the word. They had heard him teach to those people. They had heard him from their boat teaching those people and set back. Amen. And they heard all, he said, nevertheless, at your word or at your utterance, somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Or at your rhema. They basically said, at your rhema, amen, they had been around this teaching. He said, now, Lacha, now they had developed something. Hey, man, this is a man of God. Come on now. He said, we've done all this other stuff. We're going to go against the way our body feels. We're going to go against our experience. Amen. We're going to go against all the things that we feel. But at your revelation, at your rhema word, I will. Someone say, glory to God. They said, I'm going to make my will conformable to your word. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm willing. See, that's what it, we, how many of you know you get words from the Holy Ghost? See, you got to get to the place to where your will is conformable to the word. See, that's why a lot of people wouldn't do what the, God can't get blessed, because they don't take time to sit up and hear the word long enough, or to get out there to the deep where they're undistracted, to where their will comes one with the word of God. Nevertheless, even after all these things, after failure, after everything we know, at your rhema, he said, at your topic or your matter of topic, glory to God, or after what you say, at your utterance, I will. See, that's a lot of people. They try to get blessed. I know the Holy Ghost comes in here. And you try to tell people something, but they're so hard-headed. Amen. And wonder why they can't get blessed. Amen. Because they're trying to figure it out, trying to work it out. You have to get like everybody else. They couldn't figure it out. It went against all of their reasoning. But they said, but yet, at your word, I will. Somebody say, glory to God. Say hallelujah. How many of you ready to go out to the deep? I'm trying to give you deep revelation to get you blessed. See, there are a lot of things you're not going to understand. Well, hold on, I'm going to blame it on you. I like those kind of things. Okay, at your word, I will. They didn't go out there on anything else other than the word. You know what it's all about. Amen. Get out there on yourself. Don't do nothing. Amen. But get out there on the word. You prosper and you win.
Amen.
Nevertheless, at your word, I will. See, there are a lot of people ready to go out there and do a bunch of stuff. Amen. But they want to do it on everything else but the word. They want the word of the supervisor. They want the word of the stock market. They want the word of the wife. Or they want the word of the husband. They want the word of the neighbors. They want the word of the friends. They want everybody else's word other than the revelation word of God. Somebody say, he didn't go check it out with everybody else. Oh, hold on, hold on. Oh, Jesus is saying this real quick. We better check it out. Come on. Amen. He said, nevertheless, at your word, somebody say, your word,
I will.
Only at his word. See, that's a lot of, you waiting on a bunch of other people's word other than the word of God, and you'll never get where God wants you to go. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Amen.
Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, some say, when they did it.
And when they did it.
Some say, glory to God. See, there are a lot of people that hear the word, but they don't do anything with it. Some say, hallelujah. When you're on the deep, you got to do. When you're in the deep, you've got to do. See, you might have heard all you can hear, amen, but they haven't done anything about it. You've got to be willing, and then you got to do it. Amen. And when? Some say, when? Get your Bibles out and circle that. That's a I'm trying to help people. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Don't you know I'm a gift?
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know one thing I don't like about gifts? I didn't give it. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A gift, amen. I'm a gift, amen. I didn't fall out of the sky. I was given by God, amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah. I haven't presented myself to you. I'm not a present. I'm a gift. Amen. That means I was given by God. Amen. To help you accomplish certain things. Amen.
Amen.
And whether you realize it or not, it costs to stand here this morning.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My life is not my own. Don't you understand that?
Amen.
He has taken me and packed me up and put me in a package and gave me to you. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes I don't like being your gift. Somebody say, hallelujah. It's the truth. Someone say, glory to God. I wouldn't teach if I ever, you think I do this out of the free willingness of my heart? No, not all the time. Amen. Every once in a while, I got to tell myself, hold on, I'm a gift that was given. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then none of your presence that you get from Jesus is going to get up and walk away.
Amen.
Here's your bike for Christmas. All of a sudden, the bike just gets up on its own and goes down the road. Amen. You can hang this up. Amen. They don't know how to take care of it. I got to go. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'm a gift given by Jesus to represent Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. That's good teaching.
Yes.
And when they had done this, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When they had done this, at his word they did it. Somebody say done. Now, what done means they committed themselves, or they ordained themselves, or they yielded themselves to the word. There are a lot of people, you're not going to get any manifestation until you do something. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're expecting something to happen, but you haven't done anything. See, the word not mixed with faith didn't profit people. See, there are a lot of people who aren't profiting anything from the word of God, and that really ticks me off. Amen. And the only reason why they haven't profited from the word of God, amen, is not because the word's not real, not because the word's not true, not because God's not faithful, but because they refuse to do anything.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if you're not willing to do anything, don't be expecting to get anything. Anything that God tells you or gives you, amen, he expects you to do something about it. No word that you hear from Scripture, no word that you hear preached or taught will ever be empowered till you mix it with a little bit of do something faith.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say do something. Now notice that they heard the word, they came pliable to the word, said nevertheless at your word I will. Then they said I will, and then they went out. And when they had done this, say done this. Has anything happened in your life? Has God performed any word? What did you do consistently?
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. When they had done this, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. They enclosed a great, some say, enclosed a great multitude of fish that their nets broke. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How did they bring all the business? How did they bring in the business? Doing what Jesus said.
Amen.
They succeeded in business because they did what God said. When he said do it, amen, they became compliant to the will of God and done it. And when they had done what he said, they brought in a whole bunch of fish that it broke their net. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
How many of you like to bring in so much you can't even control it?
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, if you're in lack right now, it's because you're not doing the will of God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say praise God. You got the wrong person on the boat calling the ship. I'm calling the ship. That was a mix-up. Amen. Calling the shots. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Every once in a while, you got to turn the boat around. Somebody say hallelujah. And say, I got to get somebody else on the boat.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Get somebody else on the boat. Please teach from this boat. I'm trying. What y'all trying? I'm trying to find me a teacher to get on this boat. Amen. I'm trying to find. Come teach over here. Amen.
Amen.
He's good bait. Jesus on the boat is great fish bait.
Woo.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus on the boat is great fish bait. Amen. Let him catch his fish, and he'll cause you to catch yours. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But he will catch his fish first. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's going to catch his fish first. Let him catch his fish. Amen. Then he'll take you out a little bit of a while and then let you catch your fish. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Is Jesus catching fish on your boat? Or is he catching flack? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, they're begging certain people, can I get on your boat to teach? Somebody say nope. Somebody say hallelujah. Locked it up, barreled up, amen, pulled out the shore so he couldn't get there, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You ought to be glad God put Jesus on their boat.
Amen.
You wouldn't have a church if Jesus wasn't on somebody's boat.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Now, the great multitude of fish, and they close them out, that their nets break. And he beckoned unto his partners. Somebody say, glory to God. Now, isn't it amazing that these partners, then Peter called James and John over. Somebody say, come on over here, James and John. Somebody say, glory to God. Now, people don't realize that this is the story, how we got Peter, James, and John. Peter had listened to God and let God get on his boat for a while and teach from it. Then Jesus took him out there in the deep, and they follow him out there. Amen. Jesus on the boat that they had so much fish they didn't know what to do with. Amen. And he had to call them to come help. Somebody say hallelujah. And he called unto his partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help him. And they came and filled both ships so that they began to sink. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you want that kind of stuff? Ship about to sink because you got too much more. You got so much you can't handle. Hallelujah. They had to call for help. Amen. And Simon, when Simon saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man." I tell you what, success will bring you to your knees.
Amen.
When you let God do what he wants to do, it will bring sinners to their knees.
Amen.
Remember that queen that came into Solomon's temple and saw all that stuff? Didn't she fall to her? Oh, good God Almighty, Lord, have mercy. Somebody say hallelujah. How many would like to see some of that?
Amen.
Come on. Some of you will only repent. Some of you aren't going to repent. See, some of you repent when things get real bad. But real repentance is when God does something real good. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are some of you that God wants to get on your boat and get you out there in the middle of the sea, amen, and wear your little stuff out, amen, to bring you to your knees. Lord, I'm so sorry. I knew it wasn't me.
Amen.
I knew it wasn't me. There is no way I could have done that. How did I get all these fish? You are God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Some say, God wants to bring me to my knees.
God wants to bring me to my knees.
And see, a lot of people, Lord, going to get you down on your knees. God can get you on your knees a couple ways. Amen. I'd like the other way. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'd like this way. I like success bringing me to my knees.
Amen.
See, there are a lot of people that get that little petty success. Amen. Amen. If you still standing, it ain't God's.
Amen.
If you got your chest stuck all out, look what I did. It's not God. Amen. When God gives you success, it will wear your butt out and bring you to your knees. Amen.
Hallelujah.
To where you know, oh, God, thank you, Jesus. So we say, so blessed. I'm on my knees.
I'm on my knees.
When you see people with their heads stuck up high and strutting around and all that stuff, come on, somebody look at them and say, that's not Jesus.
That's not Jesus.
Amen. That's not Jesus. Amen. When God does something, you know it's not you. Amen.
Amen.
And you're going to do whatever you want to do to keep it going. Amen.
Glory to God.
When he saw it, the first thing that brought Peter to his knees was success in business.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. The first thing that Peter, that the church was built, somebody, the church is built on a businessman. The church is built on a businessman that had so much success. God got his face so much. Amen. God used and wore his business down. And some of us have been sick and mad because God's out there on their boat preaching from their boat and they're not getting anything out of it. And some of you ready to come in. Come on. I bought the coffee last week. Come on. Come on. Didn't you see what I gave last week? Come on. Out there on my boat. Ain't nobody else doing nothing. It's all me. I'm preaching to myself. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm preaching to myself. I'm not preaching to you. I'm preaching to myself.
Hallelujah.
Boy, it's all my boat. It's on my boat. Say hallelujah. And we're expecting God to bless us that side. No, God said, now get out there a little bit deeper. You need to go a little bit deeper.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Now, look. I'm going to have to pay overtime for these boys footing, you know, hanging around the shore while you talk from there. I can afford that, God, but going out to the deep, there's nobody out there for you to preach to. He didn't know that God was trying to get him out there deeper to bless him.
Amen.
Some say deeper.
Deeper.
Some say hallelujah. He will, see, because a lot of people would have been psyched out right then. Forget it. I'm gone far enough. Some say
the deeper
is your blessing.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah. The deeper is your blessing. So they got out. Oh, God hooked those boys up so bad they were blown away by business success. Someone say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'd rather see the devil brings to your knees with not enough.
Amen.
Jesus brings you to your knees with more than enough.
Amen.
But you'll never have more than enough until you let God use what you have. Somebody say hallelujah. These are God's business people. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, praise him.
Thank you, Father.
And when they saw it, they fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man." For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes that were taken in. Jesus didn't start to glow. He didn't start to float up to the sky and say, "Oh, that wasn't the transfer." They were shocked at what God did with their business.
Amen.
That it brought them all to their knees. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And none of us ever heard this story about the fishermen. Oh, the fishermen. And he found some fishermen. No, he found some fishermen and wore them out, got out there and prospered those boys so bad. Somebody say hallelujah. And who knows? Now they left all to follow Jesus. Amen. But I believe those boys were banked.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They weren't just losers. Amen. Now some of us, God would have wore that ship out. That, you know, you've been failing all of a sudden. All of a sudden that stuff started to work. You think you're going to leave it?
Mm-hmm.
And it was easy. I'm sure they were ready to leave it before he got on the boat. So that's how a lot of us are.
Amen.
It's not worth anything. They had had it in shore. It's all cleaned up. Amen. But after he takes you out there and you're taking the biggest haul you've ever seen enough to bring you to the knees, now I want you to leave your ship. We know where the deep is. Amen. We were just fishing in the wrong spot. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Now come on back in. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Now they fell to depart, for I'm a sick man. And he were astonished at the draught of fishes that were taken in. And so was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto him, he said unto him, "Fear not, for henceforth thou shalt catch men."
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
And when they had brought their ships to the land, they forsook all and followed him. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that a good one?
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Now, can't you see Jesus in that?
Mm-hmm.
Gets on your boat, uses you to teach the people. Then he takes you out to the deep, blows your mind. Blows your mind with prosperity. Amen. He said, "Now I want you to come back to land and leave it." Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's willing to do some good things for you if you let him. Hallelujah. If you let him, he'll do it. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Somebody say hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody want to get Jesus on their boat?
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Would you rather stay out there catching nothing?
Jesus.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Say give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Hallelujah. I tell you what, if you allow God to get involved with what you got going on, so we say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God will get involved with your business, and I know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
And I heard the Holy Ghost say to me, amen, earlier, this is your covenant. You told God, "God, if I build your house, you'll build my house. Keep building the house and watch what he does."
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Praise
glory
Jesus.
To God.
Thank you,
thank you Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the moment, I got to leave it alone. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the moment you lost a little bit of focus from building the house, amen, the house fell apart. Somebody say hallelujah.
Yeah.
Somebody say hallelujah. Keep
hallelujah.
Your focus. Keep your focus and watch what the Holy Ghost does. This is not something I just came up with 15 minutes ago. Before I was getting ready, the Holy Ghost told me that. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And look at how blessed you are. Everybody just look around the room. And look what God's done. Look what God's done. Look what God's done. You ain't seen nothing yet. You haven't seen anything yet. There's some revelation going to come in this place. Glory to God. For those that can hear it, my Lord.
Jesus.
You better get a laptop,
you,
start
Jesus.
Taking yourself some notes, amen.
Amen,
and hold on to this stuff. Another thing, you're getting so much fresh word, so much real word, so much good word, amen. Don't you know you're going to get accountable for hearing it?
Amen.
Bible says you'll give an account for every vain or every idle word.
Yes.
Now, what's an idle word? Some of y'all think that's cussing. No, it's not.
That's a word that
came from the Holy Ghost that you didn't do anything with. You didn't mix it with your faith. Amen. You just allow it to sit idle. Somebody say hallelujah. You did absolutely nothing with it. When you go to heaven, Jesus heard every message. Amen. He's going to pull out his notes. Amen. And said, here's the notes that you should have took on this one. Amen. You did nothing with. Amen. Help. Come on.
Amen.
You'll give an account for every idle word. No. Why were you losing when I gave you the word that you were an overcomer? Glory to God.
Glory to God.
What happened to that boat? Remember that boat that I told you? You talked about that failed business and I gave you the message about the boat, the fishermen on the boat. That's an idle word. What did you do with it? Glory to God. Some of you are going to be in trouble. Somebody say hallelujah. You're going to give an account for every idle word. See, the word is powerful. Amen?
Amen.
The word that you hear, it's powerful, and you'll give an account for not responding to the word with faith and doing something with it.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Oh, just lift up holy hands and pray in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word. Thank God for revelation. Hallelujah. Oh, I see Jesus right in front of your face saying, can I get on your boat? Hallelujah. Can I get on your boat? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whenever God asks to get in your business or in your boat, somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're about to see a miracle. Amen. When you come back to shore, glory to God, you'll be walking in a new revelation. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you come back to shore, you'll have done something by faith that you never thought you could do before. Somebody say, hallelujah. Before Peter could walk on the water, he had to let Jesus get on his boat.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise hallelujah. The Lord. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. The realm of the Spirit. The realm of the Spirit. Amen. Oh, my God. He's got more than enough to prosper you.
Amen.
More than enough to prosper you. But he's not, see, and he doesn't want you to be so business-minded. Amen. Amen. He doesn't want you to be so business-minded. Amen. He wants you to be spirit-minded. Amen. Because he's going to bless you so much that you will leave the boat.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. You're not going to be on that boat forever. I'm prophesying to you right now in the name of Jesus. You won't be in that boat for long. Amen. He's going to get out there and cause explosions and prosper you so much. Amen. You're not going to be working for Tom, Dick, and Harry for all of your life. You're going to do some great things for Jesus.
Glory to God.
You're going to do great things for Jesus. You're going to do some great things for Jesus, but you got to get great faith to receive the million so you can
Amen.
Do it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's not going to wait till you get all gray, old, worn out before you're free to do what God wants you to do.
You,
glory
Jesus.
To God. God will bless you if you hear him. Glory to God. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You haven't seen anything yet. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. And some of you that got, you think you got a good thing going, God's going to tell you to take it back to shore. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Come on back a little bit. Somebody say glory to God. Get off this boat. Amen. That fish would have stunk if they didn't bring it back to shore.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are some of you got your boat all loaded up with junk. If you don't bring it back to shore, amen, it's going to start stinking. Somebody say hallelujah. There are a lot
hallelujah.
Of stinking boats from people that don't know when to come back to shore. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Well, bless him. Father, we love you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor forevermore. We thank you for prospering your people. We thank you for sending your word. We thank you for causing all things to work together for our good. Lord, bring us out of trouble. Amen. Get on every boat right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Get on every boat right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get on the rafts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get on board right now in Jesus' name, Father God. Speak to your people. Hallelujah. Get on board right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Well, glory to God. Well, Brother Jesse, you want me to receive today's offering? Well, glory to God. Y'all may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Find a good seat and sow it. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Increase your seed. Step out by faith and watch what God does.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Increase it. What you hearing, sister? You thought you were going crazy? Tell us. Let us.